today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Congratulations on arriving one of the greatest Eid and happy day in the Muslim world. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak. Today, Sunday, is the 2nd of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to Chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 114.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven, to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The supplication of Jesus in this verse is as follows. Jesus said, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table from the sky to be a festival for us, for the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide us with our sustenance, for you are the best of sustainers. To celebrate a festival is a proper action from the point of the Quran. The birth of the friends of Allah and the mission of the Messenger of Allah is not less than the death of the descent of the table of food from the sky, so we must always learn things from the signs of Allah and His power.
Ramadan has come and gone, Eid has dawned upon us. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. It's a time of happiness, a time of joy. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. Eid Sa'id, Yom Farhan.
For arriving the Eid, we'll look at this topic, joy and rejoice. Eid is our joy. It is our feast. The month of Ramadan is a test from Almighty Allah. At the end of the month, we experience a great sense of achievement and closeness to Allah. It is the joy of spiritual fulfillment. The day of Eid al-Fitr is time for celebration. On that day, we should not indulge in insulting or abusing others, as this may detract from the achievements of the month of Ramadan. Eid al-Fitr is the day of decent happiness and joy. Almighty Allah says, say in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, therein let them rejoice. It is better than what they hoard. Chapter Yunus, chapter 10 of the Holy Quran, verse 58. Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, said, those who fast will have two times at which they will feel happy. When they break their fast, they feel happy for breaking the fast. And when they meet the Lord, they will be happy because of their fast. However, in celebrating Eid al-Fitr, we should enjoy our time by sticking to what is permissible and avoiding what is unlawful.
Eid al-Fitr, its philosophy and whyness. The measure of man's love for his creator is his unquestioned obedience to the commands of the creator. When for a whole month a Muslim has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unquestioningly, without complaint, without regret, and when he has spent his time in prayers, in humility, in charity, should one wonder if at the end of this period, the Creator may Himself turn to such creature of Allah and say, it's now for thee to ask for me to give. Ramadan, the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, is the period when man is subjected to a supreme test. Without compulsion, without coercion, the Muslims throughout the world obey God. And every day from dawn to sunset, abstain not only from unusual pleasures, but even from the necessities of life like food and drink. Some do this in shivering cold, some in burning heat, and some do it where days are short, and others where days are interminably long. The rich fast as well as the poor, the master as well as the servant, the parents as well as the child, the ruler as well as the subject. They all fast regardless of the color or their social position. Having done this for one whole month on Eid al-Fitr, every Muslim should be ready to face the year that lies ahead with renewed strength, greater understanding, and universal goodwill. He has fasted to acquire piety, discipline, and self-control. Now the habit of unquestioning obedience to God is cultivated in his heart and mind. He is now trained to accept the commands of Allah in the remaining 11 months of the year with the same unwavering loyalty. He has emerged the month of Ramadan with a new personality and a stronger character, confident of his ability and subordinate his desire to his will, his emotion to his intellect. No longer will it be difficult for him to refrain from intoxicating drinks. No longer will he turn away from his less fortunate brethren. No longer will he fail to understand and appreciate the pain of hunger, the pangs of thirst. So the training period of Ramadan has come to an end. Now we are entering the era of normal activities of life. If the lessons learnt in Ramadan have left their marks upon our character, we are entitled to enjoy Eid al-Fitr.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
and the continuation of today's special, Great Reward. The day of Eid al-Fitr is a blessed day for those who have observed their duty toward Allah during their fast in Ramadan. In heavens, Eid al-Fitr is called the Day of Reward. It is reported in a prophetic hadith that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the angels stand on both sides of the roads and proclaim, O believers, walk toward your Lord, who is the most generous. He favors you with goodness and gives you great reward. He recommended you to pray during the night and fast during the day. Now that you have obeyed him, come and receive your reward. As the believers finished Eid prayer, the angel says, Allah has forgiven you. Return to your homes with the best of good and glad tidings. This is the day of reward. This day is called the day of reward in heaven as well.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid al-Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart.
Congratulations on the great Eid of Muslims, Eid al-Fitr. Today's special looks at taking care of the poor and the needy. Although Almighty Allah commanded us to take care of the needy, the poor, and the orphans throughout the year, taking care of them during Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha is given greater emphasis. Allah and His Prophet instructed us to fulfill the needs of the poor and the needy in both Eids, so that they would not be in need of begging. This is the spirit of Eid al-Fitr, so let's always keep this spirit among us. Let's strengthen our bonds with our Creator and with one another. Let's be more united and more committed to righteousness as individuals, families, and communities. The Prophet is respected to have said, "The one who repents of his or her sins shall be equal to the one who did not sin." So seek Allah's forgiveness and seek His favors and gifts. Greet all your brothers and sisters, saying Happy Eid or May Allah accept your good deeds. Visit your relatives and close friends and call those who are living far away. Take care of your family and your kids and let them feel the happiness of Eid.
Today, we see that many people, especially the youngsters, especially the youth, they are suffering from mental health issues. Depression is on the rise. Suicide is on the rise. Loneliness, anxiety, you name it. Do you know that depression kills youth more than any other thing, more than accidents, more than disease? It's depression and loneliness. One way to alleviate that is to come to a community. So many scientific studies have demonstrated that when you come to a community, you see other brothers and sisters in faith. That relieves you. It strengthens your mental health. It protects you from falling into these challenges. When you get together, you volunteer, you feel good at the end of the day. So let's appreciate this beautiful gift, my dear brothers and sisters. I know the month of Ramadan taught us many lessons. On this day, let's reflect on those lessons and make sure that we implement them. One beautiful lesson that the month of Ramadan gives us is time management. How to manage your time. I know many of you didn't get enough sleep, always running between work, school, the programs, the a'mal. But you learned some time management, right? You can now better plan for your schedule. Now you know the value of time. We're less likely to waste time now because you appreciate the time that Allah has given you. And you know how much you can do.
Eid Mubarak, everyone.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in Eid. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in Eid. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.